Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome.
You guys, it's been so fun doing The Lady Gang, and I'm sorry that you have to hear this news on a Thursday, but this is our last show.
No, it's not.
It's over.
No.
It's not over.
The girls, they hate me so much.
We're
going to
be Lady Ganging
right.
Until
Wait,
we're
Wait, let me
old.
Tell you something. Kelty.
Yeah, you love
people
me.
People I really hate, they yeah. don't even know.
What? I know. It's
There's
true.
Literally no oh, yeah. inkling. Yeah. They would think that I like them. Yeah. People I hate the most yeah. think that I like them.
Yeah. I'm probably the friendliest with people that I hate.
Same.
Like nice and like distant.
Well, except for
friendly.
our like Lady Gang groupers, like fans, yeah. because like I'm not close enough with them to talk shit to them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm nice to them.
But you
yeah.
like them.
You're not
but
gonna, I, yeah, you're not
I genuinely
roast,
like these people.
Yeah. My favorite moments with Lady Gang is when your little heart melts and you're like the night, like you're always like, oh God, like, you know, you're like, you're weirded out by people in general. And yeah. then like a Lady Gang will meet you and tell you a story and you're just like, oh my God. And you just become such a mama bird and you're just like, let me help you. And I'm just like, are we, let's move on. You know what I mean? And you're like, just yeah. so sweet.
Kelty's trying
I have
to
empathy.
Push yeah. people together.
I don't have patience or tolerance for like the everyday interactions.
Yeah.
But I do have empathy for people who are
struggling
or sad mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. whatever. Because
I
like,
it. I feel it.
I don't, I know that if we leave an interaction and you're having a great day and you're like, Becca wasn't the warmest, it's not going to like ruin your f-ing uh-huh. day. Nor do I think you deserve the warmest whatever.
Well, I do. I do deserve everything.
I don't think anyone deserves anything from anyone. Like, we're all just
trying to get by.
Uh-huh. But if you're struggling and you're strong enough to admit that you're struggling,
yeah.
then I will be there to help you and give you whatever advice to make it, to alleviate it.
Yep.
Don't you feel like when you're having a bad day, all you want is someone to like empathize with you?
Yeah. And just be like, I'm sorry you're having a hard time right
yeah.
now.
Like, it sucks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oof. Deep.
Ooh. All right. Well, welcome back for another episode of
What's in the Box.
No, what? Let's do it together.
What's in the box?
I feel like we've never done it. It's just been you.
It is.
Okay. All right. First question. Here we go.
I didn't even do a proper welcome.
Oh, do it.
Yeah, you did.
Not really.
Oh.
It's fine.
We just started talking.
Quickie, yeah. I like that, though.
Oh.
No, I canceled the show.
It's sloppy.
Right
it's
off the top. Okay.
Do you want more of my whiskey, Jack?
All of a sudden.
What is the perfect combination of pizza toppings?
Oh, I know this.
Mmm.
Ugh. All I want on my pizza is pepperoncinis and red pepper flakes.
Ew.
Period.
Ew.
No cheese?
I mean cheese, like a normal cheese pizza and sauce with sometimes a jalapeno.
Pepperoncinis?
Pepperoncini.
I don't even know what that is.
Pepperoncini. Like a banana pepper.
Pepperoncini? Pepper, it's a little pepper.
It's like a banana pepper.
Like the little green ones. The yeah. neon green ones.
It's a full pepper or is it little slices?
It's a ring.
It's a ring. Yes.
It's
most delicious.
Have the controversial opinion of liking pineapple on my pizza.
Ew.
And I like a mushroom pineapple combo because ham freaks me out. Mm-hmm. Or
mushroom
I like,
and pineapple?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a cereal killer?
And I like a buffalo chicken. No. barbecue chicken pizza. So instead of tomato sauce, barbecue sauce, barbecue chicken, ranch dip.
I used to go through a phase when I did Rock of Ages that every single two show day where you had like a matinee and a night show in between, I would go to this place called Crave. Do you remember Crave Pizza in New York? It was the greatest pizza ever. It's
I didn't
there.
Have a job while you were on Broadway, so I couldn't afford to eat
You're
out,
a Rockette.
Thank you so much. It was only 3 months a year.
Anyways, Crave in New York City, and they had the best barbecue chicken pizza.
I love cheese and pineapple.
Pineapple?
You like a pineapple?
I love a pineapple
that's
pizza.
So gross.
That's what's up.
Okay, Becca.
I hate fruit. I hate fruit on anything that's not a dessert.
But Jared does too. He hates fruit with like
a salad
dish. He hates it.
I think it's
what
psychotic.
About like a salad with a cranberry?
No. Hates it. I hate a salad. Don't put a single fruit in
I
my
love
salad.
A fruity salad. I like grapes. I like strawberries.
Like a nice little sweet orange.
Yeah,
Japanese
love it.
Orange.
A little mandarin.
A dumb question.
Oh, don't tell the girls. They asked.
They won't know what
you
it is.
Orange in your salad?
I like a Chinese chicken salad with
gross.
Mandarin oranges.
Gross. Gross.
It's good.
Ideal sex? Fake sick day.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I never change my clothes. So what I wake up in is the same outfit I go to sleep in.
What do you mean fake
like
sick day?
Well, you don't
like
know about this because you've never had a real job. That. But okay. So like sometimes when you have a real job, you take a sick day, but you're not really sick.
Okay.
And you lie to your boss.
Okay.
It's not the same
it's
as
like
I'm just quitting.
Hooky.
I'm not working at Old Navy anymore because I want to go on vacation. It's not that. So anyway, okay, I wake up and I'm disgusting and I go to bed that whole night and I'm disgusting. I never change my clothes. I never shower. It involves me laying on the couch, drinking like a whole pot of coffee to myself, binge watching like Fixer Upper episodes and HGTV, like post-mating breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I love it.
Multiple entrees. Not sure what I'm going to feel like.
Mm-hmm. Get them
Let me get them all. Like
Make
pounding a 6-pack of Diet Coke, feeling absolutely fucking
garbage,
disgusting garbage, and being so like diabetic that at 6 p.m. I just pass out and I sleep the whole night.
Whoa.
Wow.
Possibly an in-house massage from Soothe.
Oh, that sounds dope.
Okay.
I wish we had Soothe right here right
I know.
Now.
We should do it.
For getting a massage.
My friend is the CEO of it. Should we ask him if he could send some people over?
Get a discount. Okay. What's your perfect sick day?
Okay. My perfect sick day is waking up, post-mating breakfast. Post-mating all three meals is essential.
That's pretty tight.
Never leaving the house, obviously.
Yeah.
I do like a shower, though. I love getting in the shower and really like being super clean to lay around in a clean sweatsuit,
I agree.
In a clean sock with wet hair. Mm-hmm. I want to get on the couch. I want to watch Housewives for a long time. Mm-hmm. I want to keep my phone on silent across the room. Mm-hmm. So like I really don't have to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. Post-mating lunch. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of it. Like just staying in and watching TV, garbage TV in sweats.
Yeah.
I've never had to fake a sick day before, but my last real sick day that I've had, cause I always have to leave my house. I get cabin
Why?
Fever.
Every day.
Yeah. I can't.
What do you do? Never spent your whole day morning to night in your house.
Well, I'm not productive in my house.
Too.
So like if I'm going to be productive, I have to leave.
But a sick day is not to be productive.
Yeah. No, I know. So if I had the last sick day that I had, Jared was in town and I made him sit with me and watch 21 episodes of Love Island.
20?
Great. How long is the episode?
He did that?
Wait, you watched 21 hours?
Well, no, they must be like 40 minutes.
Okay.
Because they fit in an hour.
Wait.
But we watched like 20 episodes of Love Island straight and from the beginning.
He did this with you?
He's the best.
Such a good man.
You better marry him.
Yep. Got me.
Zach would
they replaced
never.
The new host tested against me for my job.
Did she? Mm-hmm. For the job you have now at Entertainment Tonight?
At Insider.
Is she good? I haven't started watching
She's
the
She's so good. And her name's Lauren or Laura something. And I remember she came in. I was like, fuck, this girl's the shit.
That's good. Caroline Flack, she's so good. She's like hard to replace.
Yeah. It's going to be really. Laura Whitmore.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Next one. Jack, it's you.
All right.
No, wait. We got to take a break. When we come back, more boxy bitch.
Boxy bitch.
The Lady Gang.
And we're back. All Jack?
Right. Here I go. What is the grossest, most embarrassing thing you do?
Okay. So I'm having a thing that's happening in my 30s. where I finish peeing and then I stand up and
I don't even want to know. You've been in your 30s for like a long time.
For 30 years.
Rude. Okay, so I have an issue now where I'm like in a hurry. I got to urinate. I urinate. I stand up. I think I'm done urinating. And then more urine goes down my leg. And I don't wipe it. I just shake it, pull up my pants, and like go on with my day.
It's disgusting.
So
you're going to have problems with peeing? That when you get older.
Yeah. Wait, I already have problems with it.
I know, but I feel like it's going to be bad.
It's going to be awful. Really bad.
You're going to have to wear
a diaper. Yeah. But anyway, so, but what I could do is I could pee, be like, okay, I think I'm done peeing, and then like let the little squirt come out and then stand. But I'm always in a fucking rush. Rush, rush, rush.
Just let it. Same.
I'm peeing down my leg a lot these days.
I also find that I squat a lot because I don't want to
touch the toilet.
Okay. Who is the type of person that actually lays out the toilet paper on the public toilet?
I do. I do only if I'm pooping.
Yeah, of course.
But if I'm peeing, I always squat. When
Who
I pee.
Does that to pee?
I do it to pee.
You do?
In the airports.
And you said?
Why don't you just squat?
Because I already told you I'm having trouble.
Yeah, it doesn't all come out. It doesn't all come out when you squat.
Oh, mine does.
I mean,
I think.
You're so young.
You have to focus on it. But I think the older you get,
33 is going to be hard for me.
But yeah. Like also,
so start, this I was, my pee was fine at 33.
Okay, but here's another awful thing to admit. If I'm somewhere that's nice, I will sit on the toilet.
Yeah, like, of course.
I've sat on the, you know what?
Like a public toilet.
It's actually not that dirty.
No, it's the back of someone's thigh.
They're not like, I think that, but then, it's like a myth that they make you think it's like super dirty and you can contract diseases
from it. But how many times
it?
Have you peed on that seat?
Oh, a million. But unless you have an open wound touching the toilet, that there's also a shit ton of bacteria. Yeah. Like,
but I think the real problem is the fucking squatters, because the squatters, the aim is off.
Well, that's
why
you
squatters are the ones.
If we all just agree to stop squatting,
if everyone just united, we sit.
I know,
it would be better.
Okay, the gross thing that I do is ever since I got laser hair removal, I'll get like random hairs growing in. Do you get that back?
Yeah,
yes.
No? So. But the hairs that grow in, they like half grow in and then they kind of just like pop out. Yeah. They're not like a real hair. So sometimes when I see one.
You eat it.
I don't eat it.
Okay.
But I'll like get a tweezer and like tweeze them out.
That's not that gross.
That's it?
But the little, they're like little ball hairs.
I mean, but who
I have
cares?
Two blackhead hair follicles. One is in my bikini line and one's in my armpit that don't grow hairs. They just grow a big blackhead.
Oh.
And I love to squeeze that shit out.
Oh. I had one on my armpit grow into like the. A cyst that was probably an inch like long. I thought I was dying.
Well, I have hemorrhoids that are so bad that I'm considering doing that surgery.
Oh, can they take them
where
out?
They like tie a
rubber
band.
Do you have them now? Is that why you're on the side?
No, I'm just... Well, I mean, I kind of do have them. I kind of always have them, but it's like when they're bad, it's like bad.
Yeah.
And they come out.
Oh. Of your butthole?
Yes.
That's so crazy.
So I want to go and get the surgery where they like basically tie a rubber band around it and like kill it. Or should I just try it myself?
Does it just pop? It dies?
It dies.
It just, I don't know. I don't.
I'm not a doctor. Let's call Dr. Diamond. Let's call Dr. Diamond.
Oh my God.
I don't think he's a doctor.
You guys. Dr. Diamond cannot do your hemorrhoids.
No, absolutely not.
He's not a butt doctor.
He's a plastic surgeon.
He's not a proctologist. Isn't that what those are called?
Yeah.
But you can't have a hot proctologist.
No.
I do not want a hot guy looking at my butthole.
No, my sister was researching for me, like OBGYNs in LA, and she found this guy, and he's a smoke show.
No.
And I was like, do I want to go to him? And she's like, do you want to go to him and be like, my vagina smells funny this month. Can you give it a
No, that's one of Jared's best friends is a gyno.
Nightmare.
A male?
And he's, yes, and he's so attractive. He's so just cool. He's our age, so he's 32. Mm-mm.
That freaks me out, though. Why are you becoming a
my
gyno?
Friend,
I like it.
My friend is a gyno.
Yeah.
And he is attractive and straight, and his wife is one of my good friends. The reason he is because
loves the vag. Can't loves get the enough. Vag.
No, because his mother, when he was young.
Died.
No. Got like ovarian cancer, and so he like got very into like women's health.
Oh, that's nice.
So that if unless that's your reason for becoming,
it's a no
for me. Dog.
Strong no, strong for no.
These are so disgusting.
Wait, you guys. So I texted Jared when we're gonna do facts the other episode. I'm like, tell me a random fact. He gave me some good facts.
Okay, read them.
Look how dirty these glasses
are. Disgusting
already.
The tiny lenses.
They've never gotten more press.
Kelty's glasses are so dirty.
They're so gross.
It's probably urine from extra pee.
One fact. Barnacles have the largest penis to body ratio of any animal.
It's cute.
I didn't even know barnacles were alive.
Those actually look good on you. God, I hate you. You're such a fucking Olsen twin. Those look amazing on you.
They do look Kelsey's good on you.
Tiny. There's no way.
They don't look good on you. No, they don't look good. They look better than they look on all of us.
Yes, they look
like
better.
You could fucking wear it. You could pull it off. I hate
those
you.
Glasses don't look good on anyone.
They look good on Becca. What's the next fact?
They don't look good.
Kelty.
I feel strongly about it.
The word vagina comes from Latin and translates to a sheath, a place to put your sword.
Wait, I've heard this before.
That's
a fact.
Amazing.
Oh!
You gotta take the glasses off. You know what
What?
The glasses kind of look like... Like when somebody, when there's a picture of somebody and they're trying.
Guys, we can't talk about these glasses for 6 episodes straight.
Sorry. But they look like if there's a picture of somebody and they're trying to conceal your identity, so they block out your eyes. Yes. So they just put 2 black dots on your eyes. That's what those glasses look like.
Okay.
January Jones was on Dax Shepard's podcast. This is my random fact.
She's also just on Nick Vale's podcast.
She's really getting around. I mean, should we judge?
Yes.
She said that fuck means fornication under consent. Wait.
Consent seems too much of
under
a...
Under consent of the king.
Oh. So is it like...
What?
Like a British royalty
fornication
thing?
Under consent of
okay.
the king.
Okay, next question.
Idiot.
What would be your ideal sandwich?
Oh.
Peanut butter and jelly on
I
a white bread. A soft, white, classic bread.
You know what? I don't have enough peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
They're so good.
They're underrated an adult to enjoy.
When I was a kid, my mom made me peanut butter and sugar sandwiches. Thank you, Mom. Whoa. Delicious. My mom would be like, I can solve all your problems
what kind
with
of sugar?
Cinnamon toast.
Oh, cinnamon toast is delicious.
Butter,
my
sugar,
kids, my kids are
cinnamon.
Not getting that garbage.
I used to have cinnamon toast every day.
Guys, I ate McDonald's 3 nights a week.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
For like 10 years.
Hold on. We have time for one more question.
It's too weird.
Almost done. Don't be rude to the boss.
Which fictional character would you love to meet in real life?
Yeah, it's not dumb.
That's not
it's
dumb
great.
At all. It's so not good. Dumb. Thomas Shelby, Peaky Blinders.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Romeo. But the Leonardo DiCaprio one with the fucking fishbowl. I want to look at you through a fishbowl.
Remember he's looking at the aquarium and he's like,
That
movie didn't do it for me like it did for you guys.
It did. I was also going to say a fucking Leo in Titanic is like the ultimate crush.
You know when you're getting old when Brad Pitt is so hot for you?
Yes. I'm like, Brad Pitt
is so hot. He never.
Hot.
I was too young.
Young Brad Pitt was never hot.
No.
Yes,
Brad Pitt
he
is hot.
No, young Brad Pitt was hot. Now when I look back at it and I'm like, oh my God, he was so hot. But I didn't care.
No, because we were so young.
We were like the Wiggles.
But like, holy shit.
Yeah, no,
Mr. and Mrs. Smith was on TV the other night and I was like,
No wonder they got together.
No wonder.
Wait. Oh, sorry.
No.
Can I tell you a great Brad Pitt story?
Yes,
okay. Okay, this will finish out the episode. So at the Golden Globes, I wasn't there, but E.T. was there, and Brad came up because he's nominated, and Kevin Frage is on the thing, and he asked him about Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, no.
Literally on our thing. He was like, hey, and so we're really excited for you to run into Jen, be reunited with Jen. What do you think? Or she said, what do you make of like everyone talking about you and Jen reuniting tonight? And he's like, oh, well, he's like, well, Jen's a friend and it's cool. He's like, second most important reunion of her year, let's be honest. Because, you know, Friends
doing reunion.
How funny is that?
He's so funny.
That was so funny. And then and he was like, you know, because the Friends reunion.
If they got back together.
Cool.
Yeah.
He had a bad patch.
You can have a drink with him.
No, you can't.
No, I think
he's sober. Yeah.
I mean, the personality that you'd want to like go have a drink with.
Let's
hang out.
He seems like a fun time.
You think he'd come on the podcast?
He's sober?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know for sure. I don't know him. But I think he went through a rough patch at the end of his marriage to Angelina and lost it a bit. And now he's back on the path of greatness. And he is doing a great job.
Killing it.
He is so hot. When he looked in my eyes, I was like, you're right. I am divorced. Like
Brad Pitt or Dr. Diamond.
Brad Pitt.
Oh my God.
But Dr. Diamond.
No, I'd vote Diamond.
You would vote Diamond?
Brad Pitt?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been close to Brad Pitt though?
I've seen him like in person.
Yeah, he's cute.
How tall is he?
He's tall.
I just want to know for reference.
He's a big man.
Oh.
He's tall enough for you.
But you know, here's the thing is that I have to be, there has to be more like, Brad Pitt. Yeah. You're like a good actor. Like fine.
Right.
But like Diamond is a beast.
Yeah.
And also,
he's intelligent.
Yeah. He's like, I'll fix your face and then I'll go to my kid's soccer game.
Yeah.
What?
He's like, you're a great dad. He's a well-rounded, perfect man.
I know.
Yeah. This is creepy.
Yep. Okay.
We love you, Dr.
We love
Diamond.
You so much. Thank you for joining us. We weren't here for a long time, but we were here for a real creepy time. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Ew.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We have new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow us on social media at The Lady Gang. Follow us personally at Kelty, most importantly, at Becca. And at Jack Bannock. The Lady Gang Network is produced by Will Sterling, Steve Delamater, Kirsten Woodward, and Elizabeth Bequet. Thanks for rating and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts, and tune in for new episodes every single week.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.